The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
People tell me that since I'm the announcer, it's not about me, Todd Wilkerson. They say that my job is to serve the host of the show, Eric Metaxas.
What nonsense. I've known Eric for years, and you can take it from me. You just can't depend on him.
Mark my words, one day you'll blink and he'll be gone.
Off to fleece the next group of suckers.
But I'll always be here, no matter what, right here for you. Put your feet up and tell me all about it. Oh, yeah. And now your host.
If he's even still showing up.
Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, folks, before Albin and I kibitz, I want to say we just spent an hour talking to Daryl Strawberry, Mets, Yankees, legend, who has one of the most profound stories of suffering and coming to faith I've ever heard. And we filmed it at Dodger Stadium, at Anaheim Stadium a couple weeks ago. If you missed hour one today, whatever you do, you can go to YouTube, Eric Metaxas Show. That's probably the best because it was filmed beautifully by the TBN crew. But to hear his story, if you missed it today, honestly, go to MetaxasTalk.com or go to the YouTube channel, Eric Metaxas Show. Do not miss the Daryl story. It's one of the most extraordinary things I've ever had the privilege of experiencing, talking to him about the story of his life, stuff that I guarantee you have not heard before. That's number one. Number two, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to some New Yorkers who experienced an extraordinary 9/11 story on 9/11. That's 18 years ago today, because today, of course, is the 18th anniversary of 9/11. Stay tuned for that. Thirdly, we have at the end of this week, we're going to announce the grand prize winner. We have so many names and so many of you that gave to the Food for the Poor campaign. It was just magnificent, and I'll never be able to express my gratitude sufficiently. So let me simply say thank you from all of us who've been involved in this, because your generosity obviously makes it possible to do what we do, and we just can't thank you enough. This was just
so
amazing.
So on Friday's show, John Smirak's going to be in, and we're gonna talk, and we're gonna reveal the winner.
Okay. Well, we have several winners, and it's just exciting. Yeah. And we're gonna give you some options if you're the winner and you don't want the grand prize because you don't care.
It's huge.
You want something else or whatever. But that's coming. We obviously haven't forgotten about that. And Albin, tomorrow we have Michelle Malkin on the show.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be terrific. But I want to say right now, you and I, we lived in New York during 9/11. We experienced it in our different ways. And just last night, those of you who are listening to us on Salem Radio, we had a Salem Radio cruise around New York Harbor last night. The local New York station, of course, that's 970 AM. The Answer, and we were there. Joe Piscopo performed. It was just an extraordinary experience on this boat, and we got to go to the Statue of Liberty and look back at where the towers were, and they had those beams of light. Mm-hmm. I put it on Instagram and I put it on Twitter. I'll probably put it on Facebook today. If you don't follow me on Instagram or Twitter, Eric Metaxas on Instagram and Twitter, please do, number one. Number two, the being there in the harbor,
yes.
I got to say, Alvin, to be standing near the Statue of Liberty, looking back and just thinking 18 years ago, there are these two towers there, and they're gone. I mean, it was yes. just very moving.
Yes, it was.
And we were on this cruise with our the guru of everything. Phil Boyce
yes.
was there. He's very intimidating, only because he's tall. His personality
that's the only reason.
Is
yeah.
very nice, but he's yeah. tall.
His wife
and
is lovely too,
and his wife is tiny and just like a just she's just I love her.
Yeah.
And anyway, we it's just so wonderful to be with Kevin McCullough,
yeah.
known to you listeners as Votestradamus.
That's right.
We're going to get him back on the program.
We
he's
are.
Got some
Next
incredible
week.
Predictions.
Yes, he does
in medieval French quatrains for us. And he's going to talk about the upcoming election, what he sees.
That's right. He shared some of this last night with us.
He shared some of it last night.
Yeah.
But Joe Piscopo was the performer last night. And on the ship, he sang a whole bunch of songs. And, you know, it's one of these things when you see like a veteran, like a guy who knows his way around a microphone.
Yeah.
It's so incredible to see him do what he does. He did the greatest impression of Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. He starts to sing, I can't remember which song it was now.
Pink Cadillac.
But I thought, yes. Mm. And he was, you know, moving his shoulders and his face and whatever, like Springsteen. Before
yeah.
that, he did an extraordinary rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner as Sinatra. And here's the key, and this is the key to Joe Piscopo. It was respectful.
Yes.
I mean, it was the Star-Spangled Banner. He wasn't, like, making fun of it.
No.
But it was like Sinatra singing it,
yeah.
swinging it.
It was terrific.
You know, and it wasn't
yeah.
like cheesy, like, oh, say, can you see, you
no,
crazy
it wasn't.
Cats. You
no,
know,
it wasn't
like that.
At
no.
all.
But anyway, Joe, we love Joe Piscopo. And of course, if you listen to us in New York, we're on at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in New York. Please tell your friends. We're on from 10 to midnight in New York. So if you have friends in New York, tell them they got to go to 970 The Answer and listen to this program 970 a.m. If you're listening in New York right now, it's about 11:15 p.m., I think, right? So anyway. We just had to say that. So, Alvin,
yes.
I sort of hate talking about 9/11 because it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
But so I posted this thing on Instagram and Twitter, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I let my pictures do the talking for me.
No.
You know? But what about you?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that I remember from that day. I always had begun my day going to Cabrini Chapel and having like an hour's worth of prayer time. And a little nun had come in, and she said that a plane had hit into the World Trade Center. And, of course, I think it's like a two-seater or something like that. I go outside, and the first thing I noticed was the blue skies above that were I have never seen before or since how blue the sky was that day.
The reason that day is so heartbreaking to me
yeah.
is it was one of the maybe the most beautiful day I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you
yes,
look up at the
was.
Sky,
it was
it, the beauty of it affected you.
Yeah.
And so when that evil came into it,
yeah,
it was the contrast could not have been stronger.
Exactly. And I was able to position myself on Fifth Avenue to look downtown, because from there, and even though it was 2 miles away from 17th Street on Fifth Avenue, you could actually see the towers and you could see all the smoke coming out of it. And there was a crowd that was gathering. This was about maybe an hour later or something like that. A crowd had gathered on Fifth Avenue. The cars, everything had stopped. Everything in that city stopped.
And now
on
you
the
were
attack.
On what street at that time?
I was living on 17th and 3rd, but
okay.
I went over to Fifth Avenue and 17th.
Okay, so the
downtown.
Point is that you're not that far uptown. You're,
no.
you're exactly 3 miles.
Yeah, there you go.
North, exactly.
Right. So we a bunch of us on the street actually saw that first tower fall, and people were just aghast. I mean, you couldn't believe it. It was like surreal. It was like a movie. How was
well,
this
I was going to say the only time you've seen stuff like that typically is in movies.
Yeah.
And in movies, it just seems cheesy. You can't. But to actually be there when that happens, I remember.
Yeah.
I came home. I had a breakfast with my friend Emerson Eggerich. Gorgeous day. And I get home, and it's maybe, you know, 9 o'clock. And I had an answering machine in those days.
In those days,
yeah, it was
yeah.
diesel-powered, and
mm-hmm.
there was a butter churn connected
little
to it.
Little crank. And
I remember I listened to it, and my friend Jill Lamar
yes.
says, have you seen the thing at the World Trade Center? So I turn on the TV, and within moments of my turning the TV on, I see the tower fall.
Yeah.
And I've never had – this has never happened to me as an adult – I instantly burst into tears because I knew 3,000 people
yeah.
just died. I mean, I thought it was even more.
Yeah.
But it was so horrific. And then New York was like a war zone for days and days.
And people couldn't phone in or phone out. It was amazing. My friends and family in Pittsburgh didn't know what was going on with me for literally like 3 days. There was like no communications. Well, later that evening, or it was the following evening, there were crowds at like circles of people that gathered in Union Square, which is only like half a block of where we are sitting right now.
Yeah.
And there was one group, I am not kidding, older folks that were singing patriotic songs. And then further down the park, there was a group of students, like NYU is very nearby, and they were literally singing, "All we are saying is give peace a chance."
Right. That's called the cultural divide in America.
Exactly.
They were like, millennials who don't understand American history, which is why you need to give them a copy of my book if you can keep it, and threaten them that if they don't read it, you'll take away their patchouli and hacky sack and whatever else that keeps them going.
The other thing that is very sad is that all over the walls, various walls around the city were photos of people, friends and family, saying missing, missing, missing. It was so sad because they weren't missing.
I will never, ever forget it. I would like to forget it. Yeah. I don't like to think about it because it was a very painful time in my life. When we come back, we're going to have a couple here that's going to tell their story. These are folks, we know them from Redeemer Presbyterian Church, Tim Keller. They had an amazing story. They lived down there. You'll hear it in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com.
What I got, they used to call blues. Nothing is really wrong.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, Why the 2020 Election Will Cause the Biggest Financial Crisis in U.S. History. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
Folks, I gotta tell you, unbelievable. But we're gonna have this is a talk show, so we're gonna have to lower the music so we can talk to our guests. I'm really excited. As you know, September 11th for people in New York was different than for most other people. I was in New York, and my guests today were also in New York. They have written a book about it. Christina Ray Stanton is the author. Brian Stanton, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
The book is titled Out of the Shadow of 9/11, an inspiring tale of escape and transformation. So what is your story? I know that you're both affiliated with Redeemer Presbyterian Church. Most people think of Tim Keller when they think of that church. My wife and I attended Redeemer. And, of course, those of us who were in New York at this time, we had a totally different experience. But you, too, had a particularly interesting experience. So where does actually let me start here. Christina, you wrote the book.
Did?
And so the question is, why did you wait this long? You know that 9/11 happened in 2001, right?
Yes, it's been 18 years later.
Okay.
So it took me 5 years to write the book, so that accounts for at least some of that. But
okay.
I would say the journey started really on the 10-year anniversary. So if you remember, the 10-year actually fell on a Sunday.
Yep.
And Redeemer asked me to share my testimony at the services for that anniversary. And the months before I delivered that testimony, I was preparing for it, just reliving some of the memories as I was writing my thoughts down, and it was a tough time. It was tough to get kind of all my thoughts in order, and also it was like, where do I even start? You know, testimonies, you know, can't go on for days and days. So I was having a hard time even trying to decide to edit it in my own mind. Like, where do I even start? So
Redeemer is one of those churches where if they tell you you have like 6 minutes, they actually mean 6 minutes.
Yeah.
If this were a Pentecostal church, you know, if the glory falls, you could be there 3 hours later. People would be waving flags, blowing the shofar, and you'd still be giving your testimony. But Redeemer is very buttoned up. They're Presbyterians, after all. They won't have any of that Holy Spirit nonsense. Do they believe in the Trinity at Redeemer?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, oh, thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness. Okay.
Actually, and there is a – thanks for reminding us of that. There is a word count. It was even like 800 words.
No, listen, they are so buttoned up that, of course, I make fun of them. But that's one of the great things about Redeemer is that you know what you're getting. Okay, so what happened?
Right. So I delivered it, and I found that actually a devastating experience. I had to really concentrate to keep myself from really losing it when I was delivering it at the Redeemer services. And then afterwards, I was honestly in a funk for months. And it just kind of reminded me that, wow, I have a lot of baggage from that time that I don't think I've worked out.
Wow. So, that is interesting. Now, were the two of you together when this happened? You experienced this together?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Okay. So how many years have you been married now?
20
yeah,
in
well,
March.
20
wow.
This coming March.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that you say that, though. In other words, that being forced to remember this and write about it did something.
Right.
It's a... Well, so what is the story? In other words, what happened to you when the towers fell?
Well, we lived within six blocks of the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And that's a story that you don't hear a lot about.
No.
I think when a lot of people think of the attacks in New York City, they're thinking in terms of the towers and the airplanes, of course, the people
right.
in them that were affected, and maybe the first responders. But you don't hear from the perspective of residents who lived in the area. And that was a story that I wanted to tell because it is a spate of people that was directly affected. So,
well, it's mind-blowing, really, to think that there were people living right there.
Right.
I mean, I've heard those stories, but Completely different experience. Stunning.
Right. So I talk about the book starts off with that morning, and that I was asleep. Brian was awake. He shook me up and said a bomb went off in the World Trade Center. We were on our terrace. We lived on the 24th floor. And literally right over our right-hand shoulders, 500 feet above us. Brian's done the math and realized it was really 500 feet above us. Went right in front, turned, went in, and that kind of started our own personal craziness of the day.
Did you see either of the planes hit? I would imagine not.
The second one that went right over our heads.
You saw it.
Right. Oh, definitely. And felt it.
I cannot even imagine how traumatic that must have been. I cannot imagine. I mean, I watched the towers fall. You know, we lived up on 37th Street. And I remember watching TV. And when the tower fell, I felt like I've never felt anything like that. I literally burst into tears because I knew thousands of people have just died. Now, to be there.
And that really started the day for us. It kind of goes on from there. And that was the thing. For us, it actually went on and on and on for months afterward. But we evacuated out of our building. We were caught up in the two towers falling, us being covered by the dust.
Where were you when that happened?
We evacuated to Battery Park.
Okay, which is not that far away.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And we were there when the towers came down, covered us with dust, covered our dog with dust. We were with our dog. And then we were evacuated by boat over to New Jersey.
Holy cow. I forget that all this crazy stuff happened. I heard about people being evacuated to New Jersey. And
you know, it was the largest sea evacuation in history. 500,000 people were taken off the island of Manhattan and basically deposited all over the place. And we were a part of that sea evacuation.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, where did they take you?
Our particular boat actually dropped us off in New Jersey, but they were dropping people off everywhere from Brooklyn, Staten Island. I even heard of a boat that was depositing people in Upper Manhattan, going up the Hudson to do that. So, yeah, we were a part of that. We spent the night in New Jersey, came back, and we couldn't get back into our apartment. And so we were kind of like an American version of a refugee for a while. And so that is part of the journey. That's part of the book. And then when we finally got back into the apartment, it really was unlivable because it was filled with dust and debris that had wafted in from the World Trade Center. And we eventually go to Florida, to tell you the truth, to kind of wait it out to when it was when the, our area was in better shape. And so we kind of got back in the next January. So that was our journey. Our dog almost died along the journey. We found out that one of Brian's friends had passed, who was working for Cantor Fitzgerald and went to his memorial service. So again, for us, it just kind of went on. Our dog was sick for a long time.
And now, do you know why?
He ingested the dust, the toxic dust. Yeah. We caught him licking himself in an attempt to clean himself because he was, again, that's what a dog wants to do when he's covered with debris and dust. And, you know, now we know more of what was in that dust, which was ground up glass and asbestos and ground up concrete. And it really it shredded his esophagus. And it was kind of a live or die situation for a long time with him. So it's almost like thing after thing. And again, we didn't even really get back settled into our apartment until the next January. So it's really that journey is about half of the book. And the other half is basically how God turned that experience around for us and how God met us on that journey and was with us and comforting us and how it really changed our lives after that.
The drama of being there. I mean, it was dramatic for us just being in Manhattan, but to actually have been right there and then to have this bird's eye view from the 24th floor, it strikes me as terrifying. I just can't imagine what it would be like to have seen that with your own eyes.
Yeah, a lot of us really didn't know what was going on that day.
That's the key, right?
Yeah, I woke up my wife and said that I thought a bomb had gone off in the tower because I didn't see the plane coming in from the other side of the tower.
Right.
And even as we were in a crowd in Battery Park City, you know, kind of waiting out, what do we do? What's going to happen? Certain people had access to their cell phones, but a lot of people were not able to access cell phones.
Right.
And we would hear reports that the Pentagon got hit or who could this be? What's going on? It was a
that was the uncertainty, and I remember that vividly, is just having no idea what's going to happen next.
Oh, we were hearing all kind of rumors when we were at Battery Park that a plane had gone down in Times Square, a plane had hit the United Nations, a plane was coming towards the Statue of Liberty. It was a very chaotic, crazy scene. And when the towers came down, I really depict that scene, hopefully, as well as my brain can even now understand it, about how chaotic it got, because people thought that we were going to die. We weren't safe at all. In fact, it is a blessing that those towers imploded, because if they had fallen lengthwise in any direction, it actually would have reached us in the top of the park.
Oh, my gosh.
So we felt that we actually, Brian and I, said goodbye to each other. We stood by Castle Clinton in Battery Park and literally said, I think this is it. And we prayed the Lord's Prayer.
Are you kidding? That's really dramatic. Wow, we're going to go to a break here. My goodness, Christina Ray Stanton and Brian Stanton are my guests. Folks, the book is The Out of the Shadow of 9/11. Out of the Shadow of 9/11, An Inspiring Tale of Escape and Transformation. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. Across the nation, Americans are commemorating 9/11 with solemn remembrances of the deadliest terror attacks on American soil. Nearly 3,000 people killed in the attacks. Somber ceremonies today in New York City at the Pentagon and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In health news, President Trump says his administration will propose banning thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes to curb a surge in underage vaping by U.S. teenagers. Attorneys for some 2,000 local governments say they've agreed on a tentative settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma over the toll of the nation's opioid crisis. Sources with direct knowledge of the talks say that Stamford, Connecticut-based Purdue will pay up to $12 billion over time, and that the Sackler family, which owns the company, will give up control. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 159 points and the NASDAQ is up 70. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The 2020 election will be the most dramatic in our lifetime. For the first time, millennials will outnumber baby boomers and will vote into office the most liberal and progressive socialist this country has ever seen. In her first 100 days, she will create a nightmare for anyone with a 401k, IRA, or any other savings. If you do nothing to prepare or prevent this, you will fall victim to this socialist agenda. This is why we are urging everyone to visit thenextobama.com and prepare by reading The Battle for America, why the 2020 election will cause the biggest financial crisis in U.S. history. In this book, we explain in detail the candidate we believe will run for president in 2020, what platform she'll run on, and why she will win. Visit thenextobama.com right now to get your copy and learn what you need to do today to prevent these events from happening. Go to thenextobama.com today to learn more and act. That's thenextobama.com. Thenextobama.com.
Paid for by Morning Bullets.
Hey there, folks. It's the Equity Tax Show. This is a special 9/11 broadcast we're doing. I'm sitting here with the author of a new book, Out of the Shadow of 9/11, An Inspiring Tale of Escape and Transformation, and her husband, Brian, of 20 years, who is part of the story. Both of you are Redeemerites, which is to say, those of us in New York who know Tim Keller's church. We always say Tim Keller's church. Of course, he's no longer preaching there. Yes. And but I see on the cover of this book, you have a blurb from Tony Hale.
Yeah.
Tony Hale, star of Arrested Development, star of Veep, gave you a blurb. And then a blurb from Kathy Keller. Now, I know that it's very tough to get a blurb from Tony Hale. I know Tony. He's never given me a blurb. And Tony, what can I tell you? You're supposed to be my brother. You're supposed to help me out. But Kathy Keller, she's a bitter woman. She doesn't give out blurbs. So this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. No, seriously, you are part of a community. There's so many of us who experienced 9/11 together, but your story is extraordinary. That's why I'm so glad you wrote the book. But you were just saying on the break that you were a tour guide in New York, and you began finding that some young people didn't have a clue about what happened.
Yes, I've actually been a tour guide since 1995, and I had taken thousands of tourists actually up to the observation deck at the World Trade Center for years before the attacks. So I always felt like I had kind of an intimate relationship with the Twin Towers, and I would give walking tours of the World Trade Center 16-acre complex. Ever since the attacks happened, you know, right after, nobody came to the city.
About
a solid year.
I know.
So I had no work. All of us tour guides were actually out of work. But when people started coming back, I started tour guiding again, and I felt knowledge about what happened. They were just as versed as New Yorkers were. But then, and I've talked to other tour guides about this, and we've all found the same thing. It wasn't like a gradual dropping off. It was kaboom. I would ask people, oh, well, do you know this story? Have you heard about this situation, the boat evacuation?
Right.
For the most part, a no. And I thought, wow, are there some stories that are not filtering out around the country?
Right, right.
And I just felt like if people knew anything about the attacks, that it was kind of regulated to the towers and maybe the first responders,
right,
and then the planes. But that was
Or you
that
forget.
Was kind
of it. I mean, I forgot a lot. I sort of forgot about the boat evacuation myself. Mm-hmm. And I also remember vividly, we're friends with BJ and Sheila Weber. They are pastors here in New York, and actually Redeemer started in their living room. That's no joke.
Oh.
These are like the old-time New Yorkers. Yeah.
Oh.
And I got to say that I remember going to BJ's house because they lived closer. And BJ, he's close with the firemen and all that stuff. And when we went down to their house, we lived on 37th Street, and they're down on 32nd Street, there were tractor trailers lined up along, I guess it's 3rd Avenue, or maybe that's 2nd Avenue. I think it's 2nd Avenue, lined up, and they were effectively refrigerator trucks preparing to take bodies from what had happened.
Yeah.
In other words, nobody knew what was happening, how many had died, but there was just a horrific aura over the city.
It really was.
And I remember that, and there's so many little details. So in a funny way, this book is also... it's just history. It's just telling what happened.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so what is the inspiring part of the tale? Now, Brian, I know you are part of the story. You didn't write the book, but you lived this. So how did this affect you all spiritually?
Yeah, it's a great question, Eric. I think after 9/11, we all went through a bit of soul searching in a way. And especially for Christina and I, because... you know, here she was a tour guide, and there wasn't a lot of work in tourism at the time. And I had worked for IBM and then a startup, and I was actually out of work around 9/11. And it led to us kind of processing as a newly married couple, what do we want to do with our lives? And that led me to a journey where I ended up going to work at Redeemer. And I'm the CFO at Redeemer
you
right now.
You are the CFO at Redeemer.
Yes.
Alvin, can we afford to hire him away? Huh? Because Redeemer, man, they're doing okay. No, seriously, Redeemer, that's a big deal now. It's funny because when Redeemer started out, Suzanne and I were going there in the late 90s. And, you know, it was just one church with a few services, and I remember Tim Keller talking about, we've got these plans to plant 100 churches. I literally laughed out loud when I heard that. I thought, that is the most straight-up crazy thing I've ever heard. And I was totally wrong. It's amazing. And, you know, I was joking about Kathy Keller before, but they are phenomenal human beings. And what they were able to do through Redeemer is amazing. Yeah. But to know that you have been an employee at Redeemer all these years, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, well, just a small part of really what God is doing in the city and at Redeemer and in all the new churches that have started up here. We talked a little bit about that before, you know, before the interview.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's
it really
wonderful.
Is.
For the past 10 years, I have been running their missions department at Redeemer. And another inspiration of writing the book is I have everybody who goes on a mission trip write out their testimony, because testimonies are just such powerful things to share with others.
Right.
And I had been sharing about how God changed our hearts through 9/11 on mission trips. And that was another inspiration of like, wow, I could see that it was an inspiring testimony to others.
Yeah, you suddenly begin to see what you had in your story. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Christina Ray Stanton and Brian Stanton. The book is Out of the Shadow of 9/11. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. Relieffactor.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions, some really good questions, starting with the obvious, what is it? Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to the next question. Why do people do this? Why do they become MediShare members? Here are 2 of the biggest reasons. Number 1, People feel good about it. They're not trapped in a plan that makes them pay for things they don't believe in. They know their money is going to help people. And the second reason, people save a lot of money. Maybe you've heard us mention the typical family saves about $500 a month switching to MediShare. And one more big question, does it work? The answer is yes, 1,000 times yes, or 400,000 times, since that's how many MediShare members there are, and they've shared over $2 billion in medical expenses. So easy to find out right now how MediShare can work for you. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hey there, folks. We're talking to Christina Ray Stanton and Brian Stanton, New Yorkers. The book is Out of the Shadow of 9/11, An Inspiring Tale of Escape and Transformation. You just told me on the break that the two of you started going to Redeemer Church in part as a result of what happened at 9/11.
Well, we had only been married over a year when the attacks happened.
Yeah.
And we were still trying to find the church that we wanted to go to as a married couple.
And in those days, it was slim pickings in New York City.
Definitely, definitely. And Redeemer was in the mix. That was one of the ones that we were checking out, but we had not committed
to
it.
There was only four churches that were in the mix.
Yes,
I'm going to be straight up.
True.
I'm going to be straight up
it's
with you.
True.
There was Times Square Church, okay? There was Redeemer.
Calvary.
There was Calvary.
Fifth Avenue Press.
Fifth Avenue Press. Meh, I'm going to give that a maybe. I'll give that a maybe. And then there was my friend's church on 61st.
Trinity Baptist. Right.
Those were basically what I would consider the only actual serious evangelical churches in Manhattan. It has changed dramatically since then. So you were so new to the city that you hadn't really found a church.
Well, we were. I had been in the city since 1993. However, we were newly married.
Right.
So we were trying to find a church that we wanted to go to together. After the attacks, my best friend, her name is Michelle Jennings, her husband is the worship and arts director at Redeemer.
Absolutely.
So we were best friends. And she said, you know, Christina, I was telling her, we had this $500 vet bill and trying to desperately to keep our dog alive. We were living at one of my other good friends' apartments because we were out of our own apartment and we were incurring expenses from all of our meals. And I was saying, oh my goodness, Michelle, I don't know what's going to happen. We're kind of an American version of refugees right now. And she was, you know, you should take some of those receipts, go over to Redeemer. Redeemer is actually, giving money to victims like yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, whoa. I'm not interested. And there's other people who were hurt more than we were.
Of course, yeah.
We're not in need. We could be, but we're not, right, not, I mean, hopefully things will right itself.
Yeah, we're not desperately in need.
She was like, Christina, this is your pride talking. Get over your pride and get down there to Redeemer. People from all around the world have given money to Redeemer
for folks
distribute.
Like you.
Exactly.
That's right.
But yeah, I think it was less about the money and more just knowing that there were people there that cared about us.
Yes,
you know,
it's
that
true.
Could, you
it's
know,
true.
That wanted to reach out and help us.
Would you have considered yourself serious Christians before this? I mean, were you raised in Christian homes?
Yes. Yes. Both of us very much so.
And where'd y'all grow up? I should ask that.
So I grew up in Maryland, and Christina grew up in Florida. And the funny part, you know, I was actually raised Catholic. Christina was raised Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really had gone through a journey or experience where I had a friend from college that really, truly introduced me to the gospel. And so we were kind of looking at what faith perspective would we both feel would be a good perspective for our, you know, for our church home here in New York.
Yeah.
And I map out in the book that even though I grew up in a Christian home, when I moved to New York City, I got caught in a lot of the trappings here.
I hear that story over and over and over again, that people, because I didn't grow up in an evangelical home, but there are people that grew up in that kind of environment. And then you go to New York or you go to college or whatever, and you sort of drift. And a lot of people, 9/11 did yank them back to who am I?
Right.
What is
the point
of my life? I could be dead. My friends died. You know, and I know that the number of people going to Redeemer Services increased dramatically in those first months.
Well, they say 20 to 40% of people in New York City went to church and to temple or what have you, to a house of worship. That was was a huge increase after 9/11. I do understand that there were some churches that actually went down to pre-attack levels after some time, but Redeemer kept adding and adding services. That it kept growing from there.
It is incredible. How many Redeemer church plants are there in the New York City area?
I don't have the answer to that. There are
many. I'm not looking for a CFO answer. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But it's kind of crazy. People keep saying to me, like, oh, I go to Redeemer in Brooklyn, and I've never heard of it, and it's like there's another one. I go to the Redeemer in Astoria. I go to the Redeemer, and I think, oh, my gosh, they have really lived this out. And, of course, they're planting churches all around the world, city to city. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm just such a – I love Tim and Kathy, and what they have done is just spectacular. There's no question
about
it.
But we're definitely products of having – going to Redeemer because of their generosity that they showed us. But we're not the only story. Yeah. There are several other Redeemerites who started going to Redeemer after 9/11 in the same vein that Redeemer actually helped us with a handout. And I didn't feel obligated to go to Redeemer as a result of it. I just felt that they handled the situation so respectfully and wonderfully. And I just wanted to go check out a church that Redeemer that churches from all over the world were giving to Redeemer because they put faith in Redeemer that they were going to distribute these funds responsibly. And I thought, well, that says a lot too.
Oh no, that's one of the wonderful things about Redeemer. I mean, they're very buttoned up in that way. There's no sloppiness, and that means a lot, you know, because not all churches can say that. What happened, you know, right in the middle of this? Because I still think most of us, when we think back to those first few days, I mean, the idea that you were taken on a boat to the other side of the vast Hudson River to live where? In some hotel?
Yeah, yes, that's in the
book. And to watch TV and to figure out what is happening.
Something like that. You'll have to read the book to know exactly how that played out. But It was an inauspicious big continuation of the day when we got dropped off, literally chucked off the boat, and we actually walked a mile to a BJ's club who let us in to wash our face.
Were you looking for a lawnmower? What are you looking for?
I was actually looking for clothes. I was in my pajamas with no shoes or socks.
You put you on the boat in your pajamas?
Well, I evacuated out of our apartment.
When the second plane hit, we just
You're
left
not thinking
the apartment.
In terms of clothing.
Wow.
So,
did you save those pajamas? You should have.
No, but you know why, though? They stank because they had human remains on them.
All right. We didn't need to bring that up.
Yeah,
that is the most gruesome thing I'll never forget. My wife and I were up on 37th Street, so we are like 4 miles north of the site. And I remember our windows were open, and you smell this sweet smell. And I realized this is the smoke from the towers, and we cannot fathom how much was just incinerated instantly, and for days was this lingering horrible smell. I mean, it was heartbreaking. It was difficult for so many people. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Christina Rae Stanton and Brian Stanton. The book is Out of the Shadow of 9/11. Stick around.
I never learned why media's were born.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump says former National Security Advisor John Bolton was not aligned with his administration's priorities.
Following Bolton's departure, the president says the former National Security Advisor wasn't getting along with other members of his administration.
John is somebody that I actually got along with very well. He made some very big mistakes.
One of those mistakes, he says, was Bolton's comparing the effort to denuclearize North Korea to the Libya model, words which angered Kim Jong-un. The president also says he's reviewing five candidates for the vacant post. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Across the nation, Americans are commemorating 9/11 with solemn remembrances of the deadliest terror attacks on American soil. Nearly 3,000 people killed in the attack. Somber ceremonies today in New York City, at the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to Christina Rae Stanton and Brian Stanton about their experiences here in the city when the towers fell. The book is Out of the Shadow of 9/11. Now, Christina, you just said that you were wearing Brian's shoes for several days. Like, you literally didn't have your own shoes.
Right, right. And there's a chapter where I describe how all of a sudden I smelled something very, very bad a few days after the attacks. And I'm wearing Brian's shoes. I was shoeless during the day of the attacks. So I was wearing his shoes, and I was trying to find the source of that stench, and I realized it was in the shoes, and then I realized what it was and what was making it stink. And it was a terrible realization, and because it was putrefying human remains. And
wow.
Decaying.
It's unfathomable. We better get to the happy hope side of this story since we're almost out of time. Brian, I mean, I know this story for the two of you ends in real hope and redemption and joy. But tell us a little bit about that since we're almost done.
Yeah, well, I think one of the main reasons Christina wanted to tell this story is that, you know, I think in the U.S., suffering is not something that we experience here like you experience in the rest of the world. And I think it's good to be able to tell the story of suffering, but not let suffering have the last word. And so I think part of this book is a story of hope that we went through this suffering, and we wanted to tell the story of that in the book that Christina wrote. But then we didn't want that to have the last word. And so it did end up changing our lives and transforming our lives. And we did end up serving here in New York City with everything that we do here now. And that's a hope that people can have, especially in a world where there's so many things going wrong. Unfortunately, terrorism has not stopped. And I think we need to be able to tell those stories, but yet not let those stories have the last word and experience God's hope and his grace.
Yeah, hope is in Christ. And that's the message of the book.
And I think if it hadn't been for this experience, obviously the two of you wouldn't be where you are now. The idea that you're using your considerable gifts to be the CFO of what is now a huge organization, Redeemer, is just gigantic. And of course, Christina, you're working on the, you know, overseeing the missions there. I actually went on a missions trip for Redeemer. We went to Berlin. I was part of a gospel singing group. I like to sing.
Really? Really?
And it was just, it was an extraordinary thing. And I thought, what a wonderful thing that Redeemer, there's so much going on. I mean, people don't know. There are so many churches, and every church is doing all kinds of things that you never hear about. And that's one of the things that I know that Redeemer does. And it really, it just really is wonderful. We've just got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything, any detail that you have left out? Because this is one of those stories.
It's full of details. It's full of details of 9/11, what we experienced, but it's that's half of it. But the other half is how God met us in our suffering and really had us focus on Him and how He transformed our lives from then on. You know, Americans, I'm your typical American. We have a level of comfort and safety and security. But after 9/11, I really lost that and actually never regained it. Instead of what was replaced was, instead of that comfort and security, it was is hope in Christ. And I never have lost that sense that it's all about glorifying God and helping others in a very hurting world.
And when you realize that, that's good, because that's actually true. Well, we're out of time. Christina Ray Stanton, Brian Stanton, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thanks, Eric.
Folks, the book is Out of the Shadow of 9/11. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.